Doctrine of the Christian Life, Chapter 36, Session 12. 基督教伦理学第36章第12讲。最后我们来到这个核子战争、核子武器的一些的考虑。上一讲呢，最后呢，弗兰姆说，美国那种的用核子武器来阻止苏联使用核子武器这个政策是不是太冒太大的险呢？他说并不是的，因为假如不是这样子的话就很不乐观，而这个核武的这个政策所带来的危险有的时候是被夸大了。下面有五方面的考虑。第一， Other proposed policies， 还有其他有人提议的政策， such as a unilateral nuclear freeze or unilateral disarmament， 就是单方面的核子这方面的减少核子的武器， would also have been risky， 也是冒很大的险。 Given Soviet ambitions， 既然苏联有这方面的野心， It was likely that such policies would have led to their conquest of America's allies and perhaps US itself。 这种的政策有可能导致苏联攻打美国的盟国或者美国本身。 Some writers thought that risking Soviet conquest of America was preferable to risking a nuclear war。 有人会这样说，他说冒这个险让苏联攻打美国呢，是比冒打核子战争的险更好。I had little sympathy with that argument. 我不同情那种的论点。 The government is responsible for preserving the nation and its way of life. 政府有责任保护、保存这个国家和这个国家的生活方式。 Those who are moved by Patrick Henry's "Give me liberty or give me death" cannot assume that slavery is preferable to death. 那些同情亨利的话无自由宁可死的这种的人呢，不可能相信做奴隶是比死更好的。第二， Even moderate American restraints in arms building were not reciprocated by the Soviet Union。 就算美国很温和的限制他制造武器的计划呢，苏联也并没有礼尚往来。 So it was not likely that greater restraint would have reduced the danger at all。所以假如有做更多的约束呢，并不让危险减少的， even a danger of nuclear war， 也不会让核子战争的危险减低。第三， treaties did not help much， 条约并不带来很大的帮助。 Until the 1980s, the only treaty accomplishments, the sort of documents, were mutual agreements to increase stockpiles at lesser rates。 一直到1980年代在条约上的成就只不过是双方同意增加核子武器那个率比较低一点， lesser rates。 The Reagan administration took a new direction， 雷根总统就往另外一个方向去做。 The START talks aimed at actual reductions in nuclear arsenals。 START 这些的谈判呢，他们的目标就是事实上去减低核子的武器。 But it was never clear whether this process would ever reduce the nuclear stocks to zero。 但是从来没有清楚 讲清楚的就是这个过程会不会让核子武器减低到零呢？ Or whether the Soviets would be trusted to keep any agreements reached， 或者说可不可以信任苏联去守任何的条约。第四， An anti-ballistic missile system， 反弹道的导弹的系统， might have been a viable alternative， 可能是一个可行的另外一条路。 But the Soviet Union regarded the idea as provocative， 但是苏联认为呢这种的做法呢是有煽动性的， as did many in the US， 很多美国人也是这样认为。 And it has proved very difficult even in the 2000s to develop adequate technology for it。 而就算在21世纪要发展这方面的科技也是很不容易。第五， There has been no scientific consensus on the nuclear winter hypothesis。 如果说核子 战争会导致全地球的生命灭绝呢，并没有科学上的共识。 Or other predictions of worldwide disaster following a nuclear major nuclear exchange， 或者其他的一些的预测，就是说双方使用核子武器之后究竟全世界带来怎么样的一个灾难，这些的预测呢科学家都没有一些统一的看法。 So the risk of destruction in nuclear exchange, though great, was never proved to be as bad as one claims, as some claimed. 所以，用核子武器打仗，所带来的消灭的这个生命的消灭这种的冒险呢，虽然是很大，但是没有能够证明究竟有多大。So I conclude, 因此我的结论是 It was wise for the United States and its allies to maintain stockpiles of nuclear weapons as a deterrent to nuclear attack. 所以美国和他的盟国维持核子的武器来阻止任何一方用核子武器来攻打呢，是一个智慧的做法。In a sinful world, there is of course no guarantee that such a strategy will always work.在一个充满了罪的世界呢，我们没有一个保证这种的战略一定是成功的。But government always has the responsibility to guard the safety of its people. 那政府呢，随时都有这个责任去保护他的百姓的安全的。Using the best imperfect strategy at its disposal. 政府手上有的任何的虽然不完全的战略都要使用。I'm convinced that in some situations, nuclear deterrence is the best policy. 我相信呢，在某些的情况之下呢，用核子武器来阻止对方是最好的战略。And I know of no biblical principle that forbids it in those situations. 在这种的情况之下，使用核子武器来阻止对方呢，我不知道有任何的圣经的原则是禁止这样做的。第36章结束。